it seems like they lack kind of a spiritual goal. If the parents had it and the kids had it, then they could just, I suppose, structure their life around it. And that way you'd have a recoming of what they call platonic love and spiritual relationships between husband and wife. It doesn't seem to be characteristic of the type of person that we've been, types of persons that we've been discussing so far.
Well, several of these parents do not live that kind of life before their children at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they have lost confidence and faith in what marriage and home life's all about. They hear all of this disruption in the home. They know all the feuding that goes on. They see and hear all of the activity. They see their mother breaking her vows of marriage. They see the father do the same thing. They see drunkenness. They see drugs. So many of them get turned on drugs from the mother's medicine cabinet.
Wow, really?
Yes, we've had this come out in many occasions where they learn for the first time the effect of drugs.
Just
from what the family medicine cabinet would be like.
I'll be darned. What sort of drugs generally cause the most problems?
Well, the kinds that we don't go in to try to identify the kind of drugs, we turn this over to the medical, but we go by what they tell us and by what may be found upon them at the time. And of course, we don't try to identify this, but we just go by what they tell us.
Do you think any of this is manufactured by the student? They say, well, I found these drugs in my mother's cabinet, when in fact they bought them from the pusher in the bathroom.
You know, it could some of it be, but the saddest thing about it is that this is what hurts the most for them to tell, is how they got started. You know?
Yeah.
Is that thing going?
Yes, it's still going.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be, just be a ready excuse, just to be sent up to the office and to say, well, I got it from my father's parents. I mean, from mommy's cabinet, therefore it's okay.
Some of them could say that, but when they tell about this, there's a sadness about it.
Uh-huh.
Because they realize that, you know, that should have never...
Well, if you had 14 students and you were counting them, then you'd count from, go ahead and count from 1 to 14.
1?
1 to 14.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. And the number after 19 is?
20.
And the number after 26 is?
27.
And 3 times 10 is?
30.
And 3 times, 4 times 10 is?
40.
And 7 times 10 is?
70.
And 10 times 10?
100.
And 10 times 10 times 10?
1,000.
And 10 to the 6th, or 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. Did I go 6?
6. Maybe.
A million, right? Okay. Now, if you were standing in line at the Bank of Tocoa, and you saw a bunch of people, you know, in line with you, or let's say you were the teller. Okay, what would you call the man that came up there? Ordinal numbers. Ordinal. This is the blank man. This is the blank man. This is the blank man. This is the blank.
You said 20.
The 25th and so on. But the first one.
Who came up would be the second person. Oh. Is to you or what?
Okay, well, anyway, go from first, second to third.
First, second, third, fourth.